Charles Blockson is one of the foremost authorities on the Underground Railroad, and he says many enslaved Africans in the United States couldn't read, but they could sing.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming to carry me home. The chariot was what? The Underground Railroad train, coming to carry me home. They coded it.
Blockson says the songs carried specific instructions to guide the slaves on their journey north.
Wade in the water, children. God's going to trouble the water. Get into the water so the slave hunters coming after them, so get in the water so the dog, the bloodhound, could not pick up the scent.
When Blockson gives his talk about these songs called Speaking in Riddles, Singing in Codes, he will be joined by the Reverend Joe Williams, formerly with the gospel group, the Dixie Hummingbirds.
You take a song like By and By When the Morning Comes. What a code word, that's morning. By and by, when the morning comes, we'll understand it better. By and by. Well, if it wasn't clear enough to escape, we'll understand it better in the morning.
By and by, when the morning comes, singing.
Powerful music. See, we don't understand how powerful music can be. This was the thing that kept them going and kept them energized to keep going in a hopeless situation. But anything in the life was better than slavery. That's what it amounted to. Escape to somewhere, but it's terrible.
Maps and codes could also be transmitted through patchwork quilts or polyrhythmic tap dancing steps that mimicked African drumming. But Blockson says one of the most powerful ways information could be disseminated was through music.
Children, how shall I send thee? I shall send thee one by one. 2 by 2, 3 by 3. In other words, how are you going to escape? 1 by 1, 2 by 2, 3 by 3. All code words.
Later, during the Civil Rights Movement, those same songs would be reimagined again toward political ends. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.